Our Heavenly Father, we always trust in you, regardless of things happen. We love you and we give this service to you, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Today, for me, is the last series of the Sermon of Faith. And you know, Reverend Chris, he already started a series of What the Bible Says. So he and I will be in sync for the series starting next month. And of course, for the Vietnamese worship, we will be separate different series. And for the need of the English worship, all of you, you know, we'll be in sync in the same series. Faith is sometimes difficult to explain. But each one of you, every day when you get up, you get out of the house and you go to work or you go and do whatever you do. It requires faith because you don't know what would happen for the next moment in time. You don't know what happened when you travel, when you drive the car, and when you don't even know what happened when you come to work. And when you apply for school, you don't know what would happen. But by faith, you send that application in to that school. And some of you work as a nursing. When you go to work at the hospital, you don't know what kind of patient you're going to see. So it requires us faith. And the Bible talking about faith is something sometimes you cannot see. But you trust everything will come out okay at the end. And the same thing when you put faith in Jesus Christ, you know for sure you have eternal life. And you know for sure sometimes you deal with the situation. You know He always with you and protect you and bless you. The story of Daniel, when he, you know, when he was very, very young, grow up in Judah or Israel country. And then as a young person, he get picked because he probably very handsome, he and his friend, probably very, very smart, intelligent. And he get picked out of his country and put in Babylon, and had to go through the training in the school. So from the beginning of time, when you study in the book of Daniel, as when he was young, his faith in God is very, very strong. So it helped him to deal with the situation, you know, about food, about belief system in a strange land. And time go on, you see he go through a lot of trial. Okay, get thrown into the lion den when he middle age. And then he get older and older. 70 years already passed in the strange land, Babylon. So now he up to the point, you know, he's the senior, his own person. And when you study in chapter 9, you see God, from the beginning of time when he was young, God already gave him the ability to explain things, ability to see the future and explain the dream, the vision of the king and other people. And when it gets to chapter 9, God begins to reveal him the future, and he was very scared. And it really turbulent to him, think what happened in the future. Some of you, when you read the newspaper lately, in New York, they just passed the law. And when I come to America in 1975, I would never believe it would happen in America. But it happened. And a lot of things going on for the last 30 years, 40 years, long time ago, when I was a young man, I would not believe it would happen in this country, but it happened. The same thing, Daniel, he see the future and he worry, he stress out. And up to the point, it just so bad, and he very much collapsed. Because he keep praying and praying and praying, but get no answer. And that what happened when you study before that. It makes me thinking about sometimes you feel like, you know, like the battery completely run out. It's completely empty. You don't know what would happen. Some of you probably, you're still young, but sometimes when you go to school, you may feel like what the world going on. You know, you're just so tired. You don't have any energy to get up in the morning to take the test or whatever you do. And even sometimes you think about how the work would happen. But no, even the lightning strike they're talking about is only 1 out of 1 million chance it would hit a person. But sometimes you deal with situations and say, how in the world happened to me? It may happen to somebody else, but how the world happened to me? I'm a good Christian. I'm faithful to God. But why it happened to me? And sometimes the darkness like that, it gets into your mind. And the same thing, it happened to Daniel in chapter 9 and beginning of chapter 10. And he just like exhausted and collapsed. And when you get to verse 9, it very much like the Lord or the angel talked to him. And he very much fell down and get into the very, very deep sleep. So I hope the lesson today we learn from Daniel would help us when we go through life. I hope it would not happen to you. But there is, you never know. It's just like lightning with, you know, it only hit, strike the person 1 out of 1 million. But it may happen. But if it happened, remember this sermon or this lesson. So three things we learn in Daniel chapter 10, verse 10 to 19. About strong faith. Faith relieves fear. Faith welcomes the future. Faith would help us to receive the strength. So faith relieves fear. And when you story, you will find out in verse 10, 11, he got touched by the angel. And the angel told him, listen to God's word. Suddenly, a hand touched me and raised me to my hands and knee. You read the verse before that, you find, you know, when the angel talked to him, he fell down, face down, and fell into deep sleep. And the Bible didn't say how long did he sleep. But the Bible in verse 10 talked about the angel touched him. And he very much wake up. He very much like, you know, try to get up. And I'm talking about, he said to me, Daniel, you are the man treasured by God. Understand the words that I'm saying to you. Stand on your feet, for I have now been sent to you. After he said to me, I stood trembling. So what I'm trying to tell you, sometimes you deal with a certain issue in life, just like Daniel. You get so tired. Look like you go into the dark tunnel and you walk in there or you travel in there and you didn't see the light in the tunnel. Just like Daniel. And Daniel, you would find out he prayed. 21 days he prayed and cried out to God and nothing happened. But lesson we learned, number one, you can learn for the verse 9, 10, and 11. When he prayed to God, that angel talked to him, he found out sleep, deep sleep. In order to sometimes to listen again to God's word, you need to rest. Just like Elijah. Elijah, you know, he fighting with the Baal prophets. You know, a lot of miracles happened. He had the power of God. And here, Isabel, the queen, threatened him and he'd run away and he gets so tired. And then he asked, where is God? Why did it happen to me? And the first thing God would do, rest. So the deep sleep would release any stress, kept recover, recharge. And until God wake him up and say, listen. At that time, his mind probably clear. So what I'm advice to you, you never know if you run into some situation just like Daniel. You pray to the Lord and ask him to give you rest. deep sleep, the rest to release any stress. So until the Lord touch you again and say, now, wake up. You now in clear mind. But listen, he talked about Daniel. You are a man treasured by God. Understand the word I'm sent to you. Stand on your feet. For I have now been sent to you. And he stood trembling. But again, we learn about Daniel's characteristic or character. He loved God. He loved God. He understand God's word. So to prepare for the crisis or the situation might happen to you for the future. We don't know the future, but it might happen. Make sure you love God and understand his word. So when he talked to you, you have something. You have God's word. So it helps you to understand. Get you to realize he's always there for you. And that's what happened to Daniel. He loved God. He keep God's word in his heart. And when he wake up and the angel talked to him, he would understand God's word. And secondly, faith welcomed the future. And God would reveal to him. Don't be afraid, Daniel, he said to me. For from the first day that you purpose to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your prayer were heard. I have come because of your prayer. So he tried to explain, Daniel, I know, God know, 21 days you pray, you cry out to God, but look like God not answer. But he's there, he understand. From the first day you purpose understand and humble yourself before your God, your prayer were heard. So on your prayer, when you really purposely understand God, and you humble yourself before God, every prayer you pray to him, every request or you cry out to God, he heard. And that's what we learn from Daniel. Remember, Daniel is the person who loved God, who keep his God's word in his heart. He follow God's instruction. He understand God's word. He just like us, each one of you, sit in this room. But just like Daniel, sometimes he prayed 21 days, nothing happened. And you may go through life. Sometimes you pray to God and ask, where is God? Why things happen around the world? Why things happen to me? Why things happen for my family? And some of you, probably you grow up, you have never failed in your life. You never fail. You do extremely well in school. But some hiccup in school, and you may depress. How the world happened to me? I had never failed. I pray to the Lord before I take the test, but I'm still flunking the test. It may happen. A couple of days ago, the young man, well, young adult, come to my office. He owned the company. He's supposed to work and help out just to fix something, to pass a city inspection. But instead of, you know, coming into work, and he come to my office, say, Pastor, I want to talk. He's not our church member. He's not even a believer. But he expressed his opinion, thing he see around his community, and see thing it gets so bad around the church. And he come and talk. He saw family breaking down. He saw the children went wild, break away from whatever family tradition. And he see around this neighborhood, it get real bad. It not get better. So the question he would ask, what can the church do? So I told told him, how about rephrase the question, what can you do? You see the issue, you see the situation, you see things get real bad. But again, when we dig deeper than the community, it comes out, reality is, it happened to his family. Here, he is very, very successful. But his family break down. He worked very hard, very long hours. But he and his wife begin to have a problem. He had two kids. One is 19, one is 15. Both boys. And have issue and problem in school and possibly have the issue in the society with police and all of that stuff. So it helped him to realize he need to go back and fix him first. So I asked him, who did he trust? So he trusts a lot of things, belief system. So it helped him to lead him to pray and accept Christ. Because it had to be start from him. So to protect and help his family. Yes, as a pastor, I can come and visit. But again, it had to be start from the family, from the father, from the mother, from the children. And realize that as a human being, we don't have ability to fix things permanently. We have to rely on Almighty God, the Creator, who has the power on everything to fix it. But again, I just talked to him, and then a couple of days ago, there is the captain from the police department come and, you know, when I walk around in front of the church, he stopped by and he talked. He said, Pastor, can I send we talk? And I say, okay, what happened? Again, he talking about the Vietnamese community is very, very bad. And he have the love, the heart to the Vietnamese people in this community. And he talking about he get called in, family crisis. And he come to the family. He saw the father abuse the children and the children and all the house. The son beat up the father, the mom. All of that chaos going on. And he asked, Pastor, what can the church do? So I say, okay, the man, Vietnamese guy, come and talk to me. The captain come and talk. And he said, Pastor, can you come to the house and help me out? Because, you know, they just look like they just come to America. They broken English, and I don't understand Vietnamese, and they talk mixed languages. And I had no clue what they're talking about, so I cannot help. Can the church help? And a day later, there's a surgeon also from police. And he said, well, Pastor, we want to talk. He said, what kind of talk? He said, yeah, there's a family crisis. The Vietnamese family crisis is only on Buôn Road. Can you come and help? So suddenly, within 1 week, three persons, one Vietnamese, two Anglo, come and talk. So look like the heart of the people outside the church crying out, can the church help? And it put the burden in me. So it means what type of impact the church would influence or impact the community. That's something we need to think about and pray about. It's just like Daniel, he saw the vision of the future. Okay, and he pray and he pray and pray. Look like God not answer at all. And Daniel, he have a good life. But around him, the future is not that bright. So I pray to the Lord is our church would impact not only our community, okay, whatever the community we're in, but it's also impact wherever God put in us. But if three persons come to church, have nothing to do with our church, and suddenly come and talk to the church, it means maybe God revealed to our church how to do something. We don't know yet. But we need to pray about and receive the vision from God and figure out what we're supposed to do. especially next week. We're going to celebrate Vietnamese New Year. We have a lot of good food and we lì xì and all of that fun going on. But what can we do when our community crying to help? And I think the same thing, Daniel see the future, and that future is not that good. And he cry out to God and get no answer from God. But maybe God try to communicate to him, Daniel, maybe it has to be start from you. But the prince of kingdom of Persia opposed me for 21 days. Then Michael, one of your chief princes, came and helped me after I had been left there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to help you. Understand what will happen to your people in the last days, for the vision refers to those days. So God explained to Daniel, Daniel, the first time, or first day when you pray, God heard you. But again, there is another power trying to prevent us or the angel come and talk to you, to encourage you. And that power, we can call it like Satan or evil, whatever, try to prevent Daniel or God people to move forward in the future. But again, encouragement is here. It said, but Michael, one of the chief prince, come and help. And of course, to push away or to win that fight, that power. And now the angel show up and talk to Daniel. And he said, I come and help you to understand what will happen to your people in the last day. And of course, if you study Daniel, this section here is also related with the book of Revelation, the future, the last day, all things would happen before Christ coming back. But again, in the context of the last just a few weeks or the last week, it's maybe this section here would teach us, yes, something we need to do, something help us to understand the people of the future if we didn't do anything. Maybe, I don't know. But suddenly three persons come and talk to me. So it's mean God tried to reveal a certain future. And that future, it can change. Depend on what we do today. It's just like I always encourage you to do well in school. Go to school, finish high school, go to college. And when you do that, your future would be different. Different path of the future you choose depend on what you do today. So yes, sometimes you get hiccup in that path. But again, look at the future, just like Daniel got revealed to him to face the future. You look at that future so you can stand up and move forward. Last week I had a chance to talk with a couple young people. So I asked them, this young person told me just like this person would apply to college. Just want to apply. But probably the school would not accept this person. Just want to find out the ability, my ability to be accepted into the school or not. So I asked, if in your mind you're thinking about the school would not accept you, and then why should you apply for that school? Why? They said, well, because just want to find out. So it's like exactly waste time, waste money. And then the question would ask, do you pray to God? God, Lord, can you pick for me? I know, I trust you. You would pick the best school for me to go to, the best college, whatever that college is. But as me, I don't know which college would pick. So that's reason why I apply for 5 or 6 schools. Whatever the school accept me, it means that's the best school you pick. turn away around the way of thinking. You say, yeah, but I like this school. But if that the school you like and you wish you go to, but they reject you, and then what? You say, probably depressed. I say, no, don't do that. Turn around the way of thinking. If you already pray to the Lord, this is the best, you know, give us or pick for me the best college so I can apply and go to. And if he already picked that college to you, and even that school you don't like, but he already picked the best for you already. So the school you like may reject you, and then you just say, that school is not qualified for you to get in because the Lord already picked the best college for you. And they said, yeah, not the way of thinking. And the same thing, how many of you, when you graduate from college and you pray to the Lord, Lord, pick the best job for me so I can apply too? You always pray that, just like Daniel, because the Lord always picked the best. So if the company, even though you like, they reject you, and then you're just thinking about, because the Lord already picked the best job for me. So this company is not qualified for me to work for them. A couple of days ago, one of the person shared to me the story. And this person graduated with a degree in education and minor in accounting or finance, something like that. And she loved to teach. And by the time graduated, she applied for a bunch of school, and none of the school except her. And then she very much, please, pick the best job. So she go, well, but I had a minor degree in accounting. So she applied for two companies. And the first company accept her after interview, accept her right away. And during the negotiation of salary, and this company said, you have to sign a contract to work for us minimum 2 years. So you go back and pray and think about it and say, what if I work for this company for 2 years, or about 6 months, I don't like it, and then what? So by faith, she rejected this company. She interviewed the second company. This second company accepted her. They didn't say, sign the contract, minimum 2 years. So she worked for the second company, except her, and she loved it. She said, wow, this is the best job I have. What I'm trying to communicate to you, sometime you said you love, you like this school, or you love, you like this job. But if you didn't get that job, don't be depressed. Because if you pray, the Lord would pick the best job for me. The Lord would pick the best school for me. And the same thing, some of you going to get married. How many years did you pray the Lord would pick the best guy for you to be married, to become your husband? And how many years you pray the Lord would pick the best girl for you to become your wife? And if he already picked the best husband, pick the best wife for you. And if you have that in mind, and then when you marry for a while, and suddenly you look at your husband or you look at your wife and you say, he or she no longer the best, something wrong there. So we have to go back to the beginning of time, trust in the Lord, faith in the Lord, so you can face the future with courage, with compassion, so you can face a future and you look at your wife and you love your wife. And you face a future when you look at your husband, you love your husband because he or she is the best. They support, help each other. And when you look at the children, your children is the best. Because you pray how many years, how many months you pray to have a child. And the same thing. But anyway, to face the future, but sometimes we face the future, we have to realize we cannot rely on our own energy or our ability or the strength. Because you relied on your own strength, sometimes exhausted. Sometimes exhausted. And when you're so exhausted because you rely on your own ability, your strength, you get tired and you get depressed and you get into the vicious circle you couldn't get out. You have to recognize you cannot rely on your own strength. So that's the reason why Daniel talking about, I am powerless. How can someone like me, your servant, speak with someone like you, my Lord? Now I have no strength and there is no breath in me. Some of you sit in this room, the mom. Sometimes you're exhausted. You're tired. Some of the moms, I may work full time, 40 hours a week, 60 hours a week. Sometimes I work 70 hours a week. And then I go home, look at the kid, and they have to cook and do all the things. The weekend, the people may run around and have good time, and she had to take care and clean up the house and do all the back work. Sometimes I had to do 3 full-time jobs in the whole week, 120 hours a week. And I heard some lady or some husband and wife work like 200 hours a week, exhausted, tired, sometimes only sleep 2 or 3 hours a day. Yes, a beginning of time, it can for a while, but if relies on that strength, eventually you're exhausted, you collapse, and you get into the vicious circle of depression. And look like, you know, walk through or drive through the tunnel, darkness of tunnel, didn't see the light at the end of tunnel. It's just like Daniel. He had to realize he's powerless. And then the Lord said, then the one with human likeness touched me again and strengthened me. And he said, don't be afraid, you who are treasured by God. Peace to you, be very strong. And as he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, lest my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. It's just so wonderful. We said, don't be afraid, you treasured by God. Daniel, you faithful when you were young, and now you senior, you're old, you're still faithful. You are the treasure by God. So each one of you, a treasure by God, it means something God loves. Something God so treasure, you know, just like you are the jewel, you are the diamond, you know, something whatever is the best. So that reason why you have to remember that you're always the best in front of God, before God. So that reason why on this pulpit here, so many times I'm communicating to you, don't ever put yourself down. Because if God treasures you, how can the people, not God, lower than God, as your peer, can put you down? No way. And he replied, peace to you, be very strong. And suddenly he was strengthened. But the last verse, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Why did Daniel, you know, the angel only touched him and talked to him, but he said, let my Lord speak. Why did he say that? It's talking about like assurance. You know, who's there? You were there with me. That's assurance. Some of you have the children, you would find out sometime the children around say, mom, 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 and encourage or comfort to the child to hear mom's voice. Everything will be okay. And sometime you have to be close to God, understand God enough, and you can understand and hear God's voice through the scripture, through the Bible, communicate directly to you so you can be comfort, so you can be have peace. It comforts you. Assurance, he always there for you. And that reason why sometimes, because we now, for the Vietnamese, we have a treasure that we have 2 New Years. So if you miss the New Year resolution for 2019, you still have another chance. Next week, another New Year resolution. Okay, so that reason why sometimes you have to look back to the, in the past and you count the blessing. That's the way to do it. Count the blessing so you know if God stick with you through thick and thin in the past, He will continue to the future. That assurance, He'll always be there for you. And you need to do that. So let the Lord speak. It's an assurance for you, God. You have strengthened me. I'm not relying on my own strength. But again, it coming down to the issue of the heart. You and I know we live in America. And it's very interesting in America or in the Western world today, there is so many, we're talking about availability of the Bible. It's just unbelievable. If you go to the bookstore, you see a lot of Bible, like 200 something different version of Bible. And if you have iPhone or smartphone or computer, you the availability of the Bible or the scripture available to you is unbelievable. But again, it's coming down to the issue. Sometimes the availability of the Bible from the iPhone or iPad computer, you may have 5 or 6 different version of Bible in your house and in your room. But the issue, we don't have the scripture in our heart. Because when something happened, you said, let me put out iPhone and try to search for the Bible verse. But the iPhone ran out battery. And sometimes we go through life, we don't have the memorized Bible, so we search through like 1,000 pages here, and we don't know which one. But remember, Daniel, he have the scripture, Bible, the scripture, God's word in his heart. It's just like in Psalm 119, verse 11, I have treasured your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. So New Year resolution, I pray to the Lord, when you study the Bible, at least memorize it. Keep it in your heart. So when the need arrives, you have it. When you deal with situation at work, you don't say, okay, hold on a minute. Let me put on my iPhone. I remember once upon a time, there is a Bible verse, but I don't know where it is. Let me search for it. And you go through the search, worry. And suddenly, like about 120 verses of worry, 220 word of worries show up, and you don't know what to do. And you forgot what exactly the meaning of each Bible verse. So at least keep treasure the scripture, your word, the Lord's word in your heart. So when you deal with situation, it's there. And if you need some of the basic verses, some like that, I can email to you. Maybe New Year, I send out some basic verses. Try to memorize it. Okay? So when you worry, because next week what the Bible say, even though the whole passage, try to remember one or two. So when they need, you know, when husband and wife had a conflict, what exactly the Bible talk about that? To comfort, to calm you down. When you lose sleep, and then what the Bible is talking about when you lost sleep. Set our heart to understand and humble ourselves before God so that His word may accomplish all that He desires of us. So what I'm trying to communicate to you today, faith relieves fear. Faith welcomes the future. Faith receives strength. Let us stand up so we can read this together. Heavenly Father, forgive us for sometimes we take your word for granted. May we be your instruments today to take your word to those who lack it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. May God's word be with you and comfort you, encourage you, strengthen you, so you face the future with no fear. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to review or to learn about your word. So I pray that your word will be in our heart. So when you need it, it's there for us to use. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with all your children, the church in this room, from now and forever. Amen.